You're listening to SBS News.
The Prime Minister spent Monday morning promoting his government's new policy on recycling. Remade in Australia will push for more recycling within the manufacturing sector. But it's a former Liberal Premier whose reputation Scott Morrison is hoping to rejuvenate.
Do you think would be a good candidate for Orinda?
I think she'd be great. I think, as I've said before, the way that Gladys Berejiklian has been treated over these events, I think, has been shameful. If she wished to join our team, she would be very welcome.
Gladys Berejiklian quit as the New South Wales Premier earlier this year after the state's anti-corruption body announced an investigation into whether the former leader had breached public trust or turned a blind eye to corruption while in a secret relationship with former MP Darryl Maguire. Ms Berejiklian denies any wrongdoing. The Prime Minister also insists his colleague is clear, even before the Independent Commission concludes its inquiry.
I don't call that justice at all. What I saw is a pile-on. I mean, there's no suggestion of criminal conduct by Gladys Berejiklian. None whatsoever.
Liberal pre-selection for several New South Wales seats, including Warringah in Sydney's Northern Beaches, has been pushed back until January 14. The decision was reportedly made to give Ms Berejiklian more time to consider. But the state's Independent Commission Against Corruption won't make its findings public before that date. Labor's energy spokesperson Chris Bowen says the Prime Minister's comments undermine the authority of the Commission.
The ICAC is not a smorgasbord in which you can pick off the findings you like and reject the findings you don't like. The ICAC is a statutorily independent body which should be respected.
Both leaders are trying to take advantage of the next few weeks before voters switch off over the holidays. In the last few days, Labor has made significant policy announcements ranging from education and training to its long-awaited climate policy.
Our 43% emissions reduction target to 2030 is ambitious, but it's also achievable. They issued a pamphlet. We issued a comprehensive plan.
It's a plan backed by a range of business and industry groups, including the Business Council of Australia and the Australian Industry Group. The Prime Minister, unfazed by the support, warning that the target will go higher.
No, I don't agree with that. 43% is just the opening bid from Labor. And you know what the Greens target is? It's 75%. So vote Labor, you vote Greens, and you vote for the Greens targets.
But Chris Bowen dismissed the claim. As the race heats up towards an election next year, climate is again at the centre of debate. Krishani Danji, SBS News.